I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Floodwaters in Brazil's northeast displaced over 115,000. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says one of their projects in the northeast was affected, but they don't know how badly yet. Brazil isn't alone in the rainy season, though. Redmond fears Haiti could be hit hard, too. But
the wonderful thing about Compassion is that we have such dedicated sponsors.
Sponsors coupled with local churches means immediate relief.
It's just such an efficient and effective way of getting aid to people that need it the most. And furthermore, as it should be, the people in the community are going to the church, the local church, for their help.
Next, Kyrgyzstan polls are open today in a constitutional referendum. There has been a slight lull in the ethnic violence in Osh, but in the days prior, violence flared yet again when Kyrgyz authorities raided the Uzbek village of Nariman in southern Kyrgyzstan. Open Doors USA has been in contact with a pastor in that region. He says firefights, rapes, and murders continue, and many who try to escape Osh were told to go back and fight for their nationality. Another pastor has been transporting missionaries to safety, while other Christians remain in hiding. And even though Cubans have more freedoms than ever in their communist state, the government still restricts most Christian activity. Yet John Dick of WorldServe Ministries says the church is flourishing. Their main needs are funding and training, so WorldServe is stepping in to fill in the gaps.
Driving what WorldServe specifically does in Cuba is the fact that we believe that it should be Cubans who are reaching other Cubans for Jesus Christ.
One example is children's ministry. Through it, they can reach whole families. Help WorldServe impact these families at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.